podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homiecast. Your personal discretion is advised. She likes the way it tickles on her skin. She likes it when it's blowing in the wind. It's getting longer, it won't ever stop. My baby likes it just like ZZ Top. This beer came here to party, these boots came here to stomp.
Woo! Good morning, Gloucester. I don't know what episode this is. Technically, I believe it's 43. Where's 41, you ask? It's lost.
Where's
number 42, you ask? No, that one's really lost.
Yeah.
No, we actually did lose that one.
And it was a good one.
It was a good one. Episode 41, we lost on it's just there, and it's going to be part of our, lost episodes in the future. But 42, we actually, lost it. Don't know where it went. Did a whole entire podcast for over an hour with our celebrity guest, and it vanished. Just like my remote control lad the other night. Absolutely vanished.
It's the damn trolls.
I think that's what's happening.
Every time.
I think that's what's happening. So good morning, Gloucester. We are here with B-Side.
What up?
And our celebrity guest, Mr. Beardo.
Hey, hey.
AKA Dana in real life. I still can't get over that. We sat here and watched it. We did this whole thing. We watched it record all the way past an hour. Probably an hour five. And I must have double-clicked to override it on the 3 seconds, and it was...
I still feel like it's out there somewhere.
No,
I don't
it's
know
gone.
Where. It's got to be...
I think
what you did was, when you went to save it as episode 42, it says, there's already a file named this, do you want to replace it? And you hit cancel, and then it was gone.
I think I jinxed it when I said, imagine if it got fucking
erased. Seriously? Because that's never happened in all 40 million... trillion episodes we've done between here and the Gloucestergast and then the Homiecast. There's never been that much of a mix
of planets.
So,
just didn't align for us. We thought we were perfect. We're like, oh my
god,
this is gonna be our top rated episode.
Really,
and then
good.
Damn,
it was. Well, it's gonna be really good again.
All
right. Except this time, you know exactly what's happening. maybe not. You know,
I'm gonna act surprised.
We have new questions. You know,
just in case we're like, oh yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
So I am super excited that you're on my cast instead of where you should be, probably, is the Homiecast. But it's all right, Joey. People like me. Sometimes. And in this case, they do. It's
absolutely
great. It's great.
Well, you also promised really good food.
I did, yep. Tonight,
and
always.
You're super local.
Yes, I mean, I'm a roll down the hill here.
Not even.
You could have just
could go in my yard and be here.
No, literally, I can't throw, and I could probably throw a boulder at your window and it'd go right through.
That's true, but that's a new window.
You actually, you actually live closer to me than Bridget.
I do. That's right.
Yeah, and I've always said Bridget lives at the end of my driveway.
No, mm-hmm. I live in the driveway.
Yes, you do. So you technically are closer. Yes, you are. So excited. Okay, now we've already done this before, so we're like, where do we start? Where do we start? I would say, oh, that's Talia's music. I'm like, did I leave?
Did you squirrel? You just squirreled?
I squirrel all day long, all the time. I can't.
Have you ever seen the movie Up?
Yeah.
So remember the
dog
where he goes, squirrel? All
right, I got it.
And he's always it's like ADHD at its finest.
It's
like,
a great movie.
Can't even,
Yeah.
So, Mr. Beardo, how did you even get your name in general? How?
Okay.
So let's start, you know what I said? Let's start from the beginning. I was making that song from the Sound of the Music, Sound of Music. Remember that? Do you watch Sound of Music? Sound of Music?
I don't.
let's start from the beginning. And then they go into that song.
Doe a deer.
Yes. Yes.
Are you gonna sing it for us?
No.
No.
Sorry. Go
ahead. That is not a thing that happens on this podcast.
Unless we're battling and that's not.
I think it would make some good ratings.
Nope.
So I started growing my beard and decided one day to decorate my beard for fun. And I did a New York Giants beard because I'm a big Giants fan. I'm sure New England's going to love to hear that.
They don't already know. And how did you do it? You did it with free...
Jerome.
I want to say free balling it.
Yes, I was free balling on my beard.
Wow, that's a long ass beard. Is it like a Merkin size? Like,
yeah.
Definitely different than last time.
What were you trying to say? You don't even know now.
When she said free, I was like, free balling. No, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Like free art? Like how did you get the
design? Yeah, how did you get the design? Yeah.
Freehand.
Freehand, yes. Okay. Freehand. Free ball. Cardboard, I stencil out what I want and I press it against my beard, whatever I picked, you know. Red Sox, I haven't done yet, but Giants, Halloween stuff. All kinds of things. Candy Crush. And I buy the Jerome Russell color spray from Walgreens. And I just do that. Press it on the beard and go crazy. So I did a New York Giants one. Went to a game. And when I got home after a 3-day trip, a beard company from California saw it online and said, hey, would you want a t-shirt made? So we went and had the t-shirt. Of course I said yes. Why would I not say yes to a free t-shirt?
That would be so cool, though. Yeah, right. That was, like, really cool.
Right. So it just took off from there, basically.
And they found you on social media.
Social media.
On what?
I think it was probably Facebook or Twitter.
So your Facebook or Twitter has to be open to the world for them to see that, right?
Right. Absolutely.
So that's really ballsy.
Yeah.
Did, like, all of my stuff, except the only thing, like, in social media that is out there is my Twitter, but my Facebook is private, my Instagram is private. Now, do you have now a separate Facebook and a separate Mr. Beardo? Like what's your social media look like now that you're Mr. Beardo?
I have my own Dana Blatchford one and a Mr. Beardo page. I think I got two Mr. Beardo pages.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I can never remember how many Mr. Beardo pages I have, but I'm pretty sure it's two.
You have a closed group and I think you have a public group.
Okay, thank you, Bridget.
You're welcome.
Why do you have you stalk her over here?
No, I am the executive producer. I have to know this.
She did her homework. So why do you have two like that? Why do you have an open and why do you have a closed?
Because the open one I can do when I want to advertise the page or something.
Yeah.
That site, I can do that on. You pay money for Facebook and it'll be sponsored. On my private one, you can't do that at all anyway.
Right.
So I just add who I want to that one, basically.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I really use the open one for advertising and stuff like that.
Okay. And you now have your own website.
Yeah. There's a website too now, MrBeardo.com.
And what is on that?
The t-shirts that have been made. There's mugs, there's beach bags.
Are there different designs like of the beard, or is it just all pretty standard?
No, different designs.
Okay.
There's a Bruins one, a couple Giants ones, and
breast cancer
awareness one.
Okay, and that's happening right now. It's breast cancer awareness month. That's happening.
Right.
Okay.
And if whoever buys anything on the site, proceeds will go towards breast cancer.
Awesome. So MrBeardo.com right now in October and go ahead and do that. So I know this is going to be not as exciting as it was before probably, but we already said that. Did you come up with the bet yet? Because you are.
We didn't talk about that.
No, you are figuring out what's happening if the Patriots go and win the Super Bowl, because you will be doing a beard.
For the listeners at home, last week, Alicia was like, okay, so hear me out on this. Because she didn't think that anyone has ever approached Dana about Patriots beard before. And had said, if the Patriots get to the Super Bowl and win, could there be a bet happening where he would do something Patriots?
And he said yes, but he'd have to figure out have to do.
Yes.
I didn't really say yes.
Wait. Patriots have one more win since the last time we had this podcast.
Can you find that last podcast
before
I say that?
Ooh, sick burn. Yes, sick burn.
That was a good one.
Drops the mic.
Oh, yeah. Can we know? Because I don't think he was like, I'll have to think about
right,
it.
He did.
Right.
And he said, and since he's been thinking about it, the Patriots won again.
Doesn't
have
mean
another
they're
going
to get to the Super Bowl.
So now he's probably like, oh, shit.
Well, I mean, I hate to put salt in the wound, but I mean, sometimes we're not very good in the off season, the playoffs, about anything. Hello, Red Sox.
Never. No.
Yeah. Well,
I
want to
lock this down before we get any further in the season.
Oh my god.
And then he totally backs out when he's like, "Oh shit, they really are going to the Super Bowl." And then
they have to
back
win. They still have to win.
I would have to make all my sites private for me to say I would do a Patriots bit. Just let me tell you that. I'd be disowned.
By who? The Giants fans?
Yeah, Giants
fans.
Well,
there's fans. Patriots
my father,
Nation.
My father would.
Oh, where are we going?
So, can you go back? Because, you know, it's not like we ever heard this story before.
How the heck you got... Let me... Is that how you're...
Yeah, why...
It's like I'm reading your mind.
I know.
It's like
we are like deja vu.
I feel like I've been here.
I know.
You know.
Except you're eating apple pie.
That's right.
And
now shepherd's pie.
Oh, more pie.
We should cancel this one. If something go wrong, I have cherry pie next time.
Perfect.
Or apple crisp.
Oh,
I like me some apple crisp. Mm. That's good.
All right, what was the question?
How did you, the Giants fan, where did that come from?
Okay.
Let's get to that.
All right. Before there was the Patriots in New England, before New England had a team,
We're talking how long back?
The
60s.
Yeah, well, 1925, the Giants came. So, everyone watched the Giants around here. It was the Giants and Browns. It was like that all the time. So, my grandfather, was Giants fans. That's all anybody watched. So, when the Patriots finally came in the 60s, my father stuck with the Giants, while most, obviously, people in New England switched to the Patriots. So I grew up watching the Giants with him every Sunday.
And when did the Patriots come on board? What year was that?
60s. I can't quite.
60s, late 60s, something like that.
I can't
Were they quite. The New England Patriots when they came on board? Okay. And then it's really funny how like we have one team that represents like all of New England.
Well,
you
technically
know?
New York and New Jersey, aren't they considered part of New England? Or are they right out on the outside?
They're on the outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
I think, isn't it like that? They're part of, are you thinking of the 13
colonies?
Colonies.
No. I'm thinking of like when they consider East Coast. It's interesting because when people say, oh, the East Coast, people immediately think New Jersey, New York. But then they're like, oh, wait, there's Maine, Massachusetts, Vermont, Rhode Island, Connecticut. You know,
right. the real East Coast.
The actual East Coast.
It's not like we're in California going, we're going over to East Coast, and then they end up in South Carolina.
Right.
Oh, no. People, when you're out west, they're like, oh, yeah, we're headed to South Carolina. Or they say East Coast. It's like, whereabouts in the East Coast? It's like, oh, well, we'll just, you know.
I still can't believe she thought New Jersey and New York was New England.
I wasn't sure people.
Are you serious?
No, like people associate it, you know.
Well, because New York is like so. Well, Connecticut
and
New York are just a stone throw away.
Right.
Like us in our backyard.
True. Maybe a little further.
You know, the New York Giants play in New Jersey.
Right.
Right.
Which has always been funny to me that their stadium is in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
But they cross the border
right
in 5 minutes.
They represent the whole area. New York, New Jersey, they're that big. Let me just put it to you that way.
Well, they do have another New York team. I didn't know if you knew
they
that.
Two
they're
more.
Not the only ones.
Two more. Buffalo, New York, too.
Yeah, you gotta, don't forget about Buffalo.
Delicious.
Up there near Canada.
Yeah.
I always forget about that.
We're actually the only New York team that plays in New York. So.
Where do the Jets play?
Jersey, they share MetLife Stadium with the Giants.
They do?
Yeah, they're the little...
Fun fact, never knew that.
Yeah, they're the little brothers of the Giants.
By the way, the Patriots...
Why is there a need for three different New York teams?
Because New York is so big.
Yeah, it's just huge, so...
Oh, but how many teams does California have?
A few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got the Raiders.
Raiders.
The Niners.
No, we're talking about football.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you say? You say the Raiders?
Yeah.
Oakland.
Still a team?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they're kicking ass. Fuck you, Philip Rivers.
That's nothing. What were they before Oakland Raiders?
They were the L.A. Raiders.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of in my mind.
Richard rallying this stuff up.
Oh, I got people in the black hole. I know.
That's a crazy fan base.
I got people in the Raider Nation. Trust me. I got the ones with the neck tattoos, too. Yeah, they are some straight up thugs.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's what? There's the
Niners.
And then
that's it.
So they have two teams.
Those are the only And what's
Hold on. California is
Yeah, I don't like to recognize San Diego Chargers.
San Diego Chargers.
So they technically let me get this straight. We have a state that goes from Vermont to Florida with three teams.
I can't drive from Vermont to Florida in 7 hours, so
California.
I think you're wrong on your geographic.
California looks humongous. On the map? Does it not look huge?
It looks shiny. It does.
It looks like all of the East Coast.
Right.
If I were to draw lines, make little states. No.
No.
So you can make
California. All right, challenge accepted. I will go to Vermont, because I've never been there, and drive to Florida and see if I can make it in 7 hours.
Oh, yeah, you
and turn back around.
Oh, yeah, you've never been to Vermont.
No.
We need to go.
That's why I thought New York was part of New England.
You forgot about Vermont.
I mean, once you get past Westfield and Springfield, there'd be dragons out there, so I'm like, nope.
You've been to Maine, though.
Multiple times.
So we're just going to get you to Vermont.
I think everybody's been to Maine that lives on the East Coast, right? Doesn't it seem that way?
The furthest I've gone is New Jersey, and if we're going to go out west, Philly. But then I've also I've gone down south because I've done the cross-country road trip, so.
So you have been to all the states now?
Not all of them. I haven't been to the Northwest, like Montana and all Wyoming. I haven't been through those places.
Maybe you need to be.
Hmm?
Maybe you need to do it.
I was thinking about it, but
have you ever been?
No. First I've gone was Aruba.
I've been to
Maui.
You should go.
Maui's amazing. Except it's for honeymooners and people that are just recently engaged. And old people. Unless you're a local. Is not for party animals. I learned very hard way.
Really?
Ooh. All right, we're getting off track.
Yeah,
just a little bit. Just a little bit. So we're gonna steer back on the Mr. Beto bus, and you have this site, you have this social media, and now people are just coming out of the woodworks. You have the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how the heck did that happen? Again, social media. They found
social
you and
media,
like, hey,
because you also you're a strong. Hashtag user, but you use only just a few hashtags,
right.
and that's what's gonna get you the people,
right.
like Beards and New York Giants. Yeah. Anyone that's looking at New York Giants, like any producer from NFL or anything like that, will see that and be like, dude, let's show him on the reel, the sports reel, or
the
fandom and stuff
like
that. So how'd that work out for you?
Great.
Yeah.
They drove up here and did a whole thing. It was the NFL teamed up with Bud Light and Vice Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And they came here and took a shit.
They found you through social media?
Yeah.
Like a particular post that they found you? Or?
They never said. I got an email from them and I thought it was not true at first. I was like,
totally, right?
You know? So I called anyway and.
It
was real.
Was it a video profile or was it just like magazine?
It's pitches for a magazine.
Okay.
The online one already came out.
Mm-hmm.
And the real one is actually out now too. I think it came out last Thursday.
And where can you see it?
Go to Vice Entertainment, Vice Superfan.
Okay.
And you should be able to find it on there. Yeah, online somewhere. I don't know. I have the link saved. But
so they didn't send you a paper copy?
Yes,
of
I
am. Okay.
They're coming out. He contacted me this week. So.
Anybody else that's contacted you that you've done interviews with that you...
Didn't you do something for Candy Crush?
Yeah, I did a Candy Crush beard and...
They got a hold of you?
Yeah.
No, stop.
I swear to God. Yeah, I put it on Twitter and...
How did they get a hold of you? Social media?
On Twitter, yeah.
Are we serious right now?
And I was on their site for a month.
What were you? What were you, Mr.? What, tell me, you were a Mr. Beetle
that's
character.
That's what they were calling me.
Stop.
So,
yeah, with the, he had like the little candies
yeah,
and stuff like that.
Yeah, I did
the
candies, you know, sprayed onto my beard and stuff. It was pretty.
So you were a Candy Crush animation?
Well, I wasn't an animation. They just took my picture and put it on the site.
Interesting.
On their website. It had. Oh my God, so many hundred thousands of likes and shares. It was insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anybody so else funny. that's been contacted by social media that you've been like, are you serious?
NFL Network. I've been on it twice. And
for what?
I actually had Oprah Winfrey follow me on Twitter at one point.
Stop.
I'm not sure if she does anymore. But at one point she did, yeah.
Okay.
So
your wife is awesome and everything. But, if for some reason you get to meet Oprah!
I'm bringing you.
Yes.
Right.
Me and your wife.
Yeah.
But I mean, that would be amazing.
I'm not sure she does anymore, though.
I'll find out for you.
There you go.
Well,
she's
my
looking it up now.
The executive producer is on it.
Oh, he's cute. Sorry.
So I'm really digging the hat you have on.
Yeah.
Which is from your site.
It's not from my site.
It's not?
No. This is from the company. Oh, I can't even think of the name.
It's a really nice hat.
Yeah, I can't think of the name where I bought this.
It would look like something from
right.
your site. Do you have hats on your site?
I don't, but they will be coming.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What about your Power Bolt apparel?
Yeah, I got a clothing line called Power Bolt Beard Apparel. That is on my site.
And what is that?
It's just a thing I came up with a friend of mine. It's a skull with a beard. Just a different beard apparel.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
And do you have different colors or?
Yeah, any color really.
Okay.
Any color you want. You can just order it.
And so, is your wife digging this thing? Because I did see, you know, pictures of when you were first married and you were very, very clean cut. Nothing like what this is right now.
Right.
I'm technically not a beard facial hair.
If I brought
person.
You to Oprah, though, you'd be a beard facial hair.
Oh,
person.
I all
okay.
about it.
Okay,
it.
Now I know. All right.
But how did this come about? Did you just like be like, oh, I like this?
I just screwed it. Yeah, I got tired of shaving. That's all. I got tired of the razor burn, you know.
And what did the wife think?
She doesn't care.
She doesn't
she's
care.
She's really cool with all that, honestly.
Yeah, and it doesn't bother her.
Doesn't bother her at all.
Now she's just used to it.
Yeah, she's the member of the family.
So when
she
when she's like, oh hey, I have to stop at Walgreens or something, she'd be like, ooh, can you give me a can of this, please? I ran out of this color.
I've
nice.
Done that. Absolutely.
She has every color.
I have so many colors.
So is this your, like, Christmas right now? Because it's Halloween?
Yeah, there's some good stuff.
And you just
out.
Like, woohoo.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do for Halloween?
I don't know. I got to do a lot of thinking. I'm thinking Yosemite Sam.
Ooh.
Put it out, spray orange.
Right. Yes.
Get the big hat on. Like,
you know what? You should also
that's
hashtag the actual brand of the company.
I would.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
See, let's like help push him so that they sponsor him or be like, oh my God, what you're doing
is
awful.
Yes.
See, I know how to do certain market parts of this. You got a lot of porn stars on your Twitter, man.
I do?
Woo, yeah.
I don't even know if I'm
no, but it's open. Like,
well,
because,
yeah,
because
they
yeah.
can just follow you and stuff. But
yeah.
I'm like, I'm looking through. I don't think Oprah's on here anymore.
Nah,
otherwise,
she
would have been at the top of the list.
She probably saw all the porn stars on there. And
nah, I don't think Oprah actually does her own tweeting. That's just me. Just me.
She may.
You
I do my own tweeting.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I do my own tweeting.
Yeah, you know.
Like, whoa.
And we're big celebrities.
Yeah,
I mean,
right,
come on now.
Right.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Sorry. So I've got a question for you. How long does the process take depending? Is it depending on the design? Like,
yeah, 35 minutes.
How long
longest
did it take
hour?
You the very first time?
A while, because I screwed up a lot and made a mess all over the sink.
How do you clean it up?
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Oh,
you get to start
mistake.
All over?
Oh, yeah. You get to start all over.
You have to shampoo
it? Depends
it.
On, it depends on what color I put on. If I can throw on a darker color over it, I just go over it. So.
But do you literally have to wash it with shampoo? How do you...
Oh.
Tell me, how do you wash your beard?
Washing it's awful. It looks like a mask. If I used red, it looks like a scene out of Psycho on the bathtub. I'm not even joking. It's like, you know. But it's not just shampoo.
And then you have to dry it and then start all over again.
Conditioner, you know.
You do condition.
Oh yeah.
You probably use more.
I probably use more shampoos than the average girl. I can honestly say that.
Right, and conditioner.
Yeah.
And then you have to dry it and then start all over again.
Yeah, but that hasn't happened though.
Okay.
A whole lot.
Because if we do our hair and screw it up, then, you know.
I can just go over it with a solid color and stop that way, so.
Okay.
You know, pretty simple.
Yeah. And do you have, like, a shirt? Like, do you put a cardboard in the back, or what do you do? Because obviously it goes right there.
Right. I put a black shirt underneath my beard while I make the design and just do it that way. And, by the way, the shirt comes out incredible after from the spray going through.
Right.
I mean, the shirts look amazing.
So do you wash the shirts, or do you sell the shirts?
I do. I wash the shirts.
You haven't thought about, like, going to Sally's and just getting yourself one of those, like...
I just use an old t-shirt.
You should hold up your t-shirts and frame them at some point. Give them to your kids and be like, pass this to
right?
the children.
Right.
Or you can just be like Forrest Gump, like when he puts the in the smiley face.
You could be Forrest Gump for Halloween.
I could be Forrest Gump.
How would he just
get the red dolphin
shorts?
I'd be
freezing.
Why would he be put leggings on? Forrest Gump for Halloween.
Because he's got a long enough beard.
Oh.
He doesn't necessarily have to paint it all the time.
Like
he could just like run Forrest Run like on his beard. I'm sure Tom Hanks would love it.
Actually, Tom Hanks would probably love that.
Yeah.
He seems like they're
he seems like a pretty cool dude.
So
have you had
hashtag Tom Hanks?
Have you had any celebrities? Didn't you have like Strahan? Didn't Strahan hold up on your picture?
Yeah.
Shirts?
Kelly Banks, a friend of mine who's on a big Giants fan too, knows him and got him a shirt of mine, and he held it up for a picture, which was great. Yep.
Any other celebrities?
Oh my god, I have to think here.
We have to think. You've had so many.
You've had like a week to
I know,
line this
I
up.
Know, I know. So true. I really have. God, there was the Oprah on Twitter, Strahan. I honestly can't think off the top of my head.
All right, well, it comes to you, just blur it out.
Yeah, I'll blur it up.
Blurn it up. Did you get to meet any Giants fan, Giant player, Giants? What is that? Wait, why are you looking at me like that?
You know,
that's exactly what you're gonna say.
No. I know who he's met, but like,
okay, wait to just you know, wait. You got a stalker over here. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm here.
Executive producer.
I want to hear who I met.
How many times have you met the Manning family?
I met the Mannings at a game.
Right.
Which was very cool.
So it was one time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Archie and Eli's mom, and she's awesome. You know, she was giving up to you.
Did they come through while you were tailgating? Did they somehow find you? Like
they come out of the building after the game.
Eli's, you know, like most people do.
Yeah. And Eli...
Because they all have to get on the bus. They're like, get in the bus!
Quick, get the hell out of here. Eli's mom saw the beard and she said, hey, Archie, look at this. And they came over and it was pretty cool. Got a picture with them.
Oh, Archie.
He's so cute, though.
Anybody, any other Giants?
Jeez. Yeah, there's been a whole bunch that they come out after the games or before the games.
Oh, nice.
So, I mean...
Are you going to one soon, or...
Yeah, I
would. You go every year, no?
Yeah, a friend of mine who has season tickets in New York invites me and tells me to pick games every year. And I go stay with him. Eric Poto, he's the man.
Yay!
My brother from New York. And, it's great. We go to games every year. Yeah, I'll be going to one with Rick Dowsett.
It's the
Bears game, the end of November.
Awesome.
So, and then I'll be going to another one in December.
Wow.
So, if they keep playing like this, I don't know.
Then you're going to be
going to some
to
other
Patriots.
Things,
huh?
Let me go to the bar rooms instead.
Awesome. Well, so excited that you were able to, come out and again and
why not, right?
Join us and
So have you done it like a video for your process? Like, you know how they do all those high, like super fast sped up videos?
Yeah.
Have you ever done one of those?
I did a Captain America beard.
Ooh.
And I did that.
Okay.
That's on YouTube.
Do you have, what's your YouTube handle?
You know, I don't know what it is. It might be just my name. It might be just my name.
Executive producer here.
Okay.
It is Mr. Beard apostrophe O.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's
wow.
That's my YouTube.
Excellent. Yes. And so, how many videos do you have on there? Do you know that?
Over 12. Because he's
wow.
got his singing yes. videos pre-Beard on there. So if you want to see some old Mr. Beardo. Yeah.
Pre-Mr. Beardo.
Singing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're in a band, right?
Oh, yeah.
Why only that?
I've known that since I was like, what, 5?
Are you still in it?
No.
No?
I haven't done that in a while.
And who?
He's got too many things going on.
What band are you, like... Who was it?
Well, it started off as Jagged Edge with Guy Kloutman, Mark Bonner, Mike Bacon. We got pretty well known. Played Great Woods.
Get
had,
out.
Had a number one song. Yeah.
Really?
Yep. On WCGY, 93.7. Then it was WCGY.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Now you're going way back.
Oh, yeah. That was a great time. Yeah.
And then why did that end?
You phase out, you move on, you change
yeah.
your music.
You have children.
You meet girls and, you know.
Get married.
That
you know, shit like that.
Yeah. So,
you know, life.
Things change.
And how old are you when you did that?
Oh, my God. 15, 16.
Get out,
we're
really?
We're always the youngest band to play all these 21 plus. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How the heck did you get recognized that young? How'd you get out there?
Just, my father managed us and would call every single club from here to fucking wherever.
Really?
Yeah, and that was it.
Wow, and how long did you guys play until you were how old?
Wild. 2021.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
And then you were so done with the
Well, we changed our music.
Clubs.
We started doing, started doing alternative music. I actually joined a Alice in Chains tribute band.
Yes.
And met Layne Staley's, we played a huge show in Binghamton, New York. Huge show. It was unbelievable. Played for 3 hours. Couldn't even hear ourselves. People were screaming and singing every single word to the songs. And Layne's mom took notice, which was pretty awesome. And sent me a letter of how incredible it was. And so that was pretty awesome, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you sing, or do you sing and play something?
I started off singing, but I can play now, too, yeah.
What do you play?
Just a guitar, a little keyboard.
Self-taught?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do your kids play any instruments?
No. I don't know. You know?
Are you looking forward to recording?
It's like my kids try to do everything that I always liked. They don't want to do. I don't know what it is. I don't know. You know? I don't know how many times I've looked at my wife and go, Are they my kids? You know?
Or do they're more like her, right?
Yeah.
Do they like to shovel snow too?
Yeah, they do. Actually, that's right. They do. They love to shovel snow.
Well, that seems like it's coming soon because it's freezing
outside.
It's not time for white stuff. We can talk about the cold, but we can't talk about the white stuff.
You mean the other white stuff? I don't see no white stuff.
I wish there was other white stuff.
What is this, was this the debate? I did not watch it the other night.
You didn't miss much.
I couldn't bring myself to do it.
It's become shit throwing back and forth.
Yeah, I can't do it. I heard he was sniffling again the whole time.
It was.
What is that?
Wasn't it the last time?
I think he does it now. It's just to...
Cocaine. You know, James like, shit, where is it?
Isn't that like all the rich people do?
I honestly think he's doing it now, the sniffling, just to annoy everybody.
I think it's legit. I'm watching and I think it's legit and I'm trying to...
Are we talking about politics right now?
Well, no, we're not. We're not siding with any... We're talking about a person.
Because remember the last time we also talked about something that was more local and that completely changed since the last time we've been together?
Yes.
We talked about what's going on in the police force.
Oh.
Well,
yeah.
Well, we didn't talk about it. We dabbled.
You briskly went over it, and I was like, nope, can't talk about it. Joey said no.
What has changed since then? Oh, yeah.
Well, it all came out. Well,
he's retired.
He's allowed to retire. And he gets the money.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he did an exclusive interview last night with Channel 7.
I missed that, too.
And, you know, there really wasn't much. There really was nothing, like, more, like, oh my god, like, new developments, nothing like that. It's just really unfortunate, only for the fact is of what he's done for the city and for the country.
Yeah.
And this whole, like, taking, you know, a different approach to the crisis that is happening. You and I had a conversation offline last night. That someone that you had commented last week about that had passed away, someone that was very, very young. I've just found out who it was, and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, yeah.
She was like one of my cheerleaders when I was a cheerleading coach, when I was in college.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. She was 28, right?
27, yeah.
27, yeah. She's my sister's age, yeah.
It's brutal. And it's, you know, and it's not like this is like new to anybody.
Right.
Like, it's just, now it's more, like, people now are starting to share viral videos of them, like, tweaking out. It's like, oh, this is gonna be bad. This is not, please don't make this a trend. Huh. This shouldn't be a trend.
Right.
Like, they're doing Facebook Live now to watch someone, like, just seize up and stuff. I'm like,
oh, really?
Can't.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So it's kind of crazy.
So, yeah, so we don't talk about that stuff.
No. We don't.
We don't talk about politics. We don't.
How about clowns? We have some clowns.
Okay, what the fuck?
The other night,
that?
I heard there was a clown that chased somebody down Centennial Ave. Did you hear that?
No, but this. Okay, wait, hold on. Okay. Can we back the truck up for like a second? Not for nothing. Did we not have the movie It in the 80s?
Seriously.
Okay?
Yes.
That is when I became scared of clowns, was by watching the movie It when I was 7 or 8 years
old. So there's a theory about this. There's a theory right now that this whole clown thing is actually a marketing ploy for the new remake of It that's coming out.
Okay, so how did it start? What was the start?
I was a little confused, so I had to like do some research on this. So it happened where, like, last year or 2 years ago, there was just, like, this viral thing that posted of this one guy dressed as a clown. And he looked like, you know, the creepy clown. And he just was holding up a sign that said free hugs in this, like, abandoned area.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that photo's been around for a while. This year, what's been happening is these people are like, let's start to scare people. And just, you know how the Yeti happened during the horrible winter? The Yeti in Boston, where he was just dressed as a Yeti. You didn't
see
the guy that was dressed as a Yeti?
No.
Just walking down the street. No. I don't think so. It could have been you. Do you like to wear white after Labor Day? And so what's happening is they're like, all right, we're just going to start walking around with clown, like dressed as a clown. But the problem is that the clown thing, some people have started to use that to rob people and to use violence. And so now what's happening is there's an actual clown community. There's an organization of clowns, like Ringling Brothers and all that. They're like, stop it. Whatever you're doing, stop it. They've started taking the clown costumes off the shelves at the Halloween stores.
This is really happening.
Because I've always associated clowns with being scary. So this is nothing new to me. My whole life I thought they were scary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the fact that they're trying to make them scary now, newsflash people, they've been
always scary
for over 30 years.
Right.
But the thing is, it's people now using it for quote unquote evil. Like, people are going to just start walking up and scaring people or grabbing people. And I'll tell you right now, this morning when I was walking downtown at like 4:45 this morning, I'm like, fucking clown comes out of nowhere. I'm gonna mace the fuck out of you, okay? And I'm like, I don't give a shit. And I actually psyched myself up because I love Halloween, but I am.
Where's the clown? Where's that clown?
I am terrified of being scared. Like, I hate, like, haunted houses. I hate dark corners. But
you love Halloween.
I fucking love Halloween. This is my Super Bowl right here.
So, here's the. Okay, so we have, and then let's take this on a serious note, is that there actually are children in elementary school that are now petrified.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the children that understand this whole clown thing. Tyler, come here. And you have people like my children who think it's all a joke.
Oh.
No, I know it's not a joke.
Tyler, what are you going to be for Halloween? What do you want to be? What did you talk about the other day?
Oh, I was going to be a clown.
You're going to be a clown.
You don't
and then
be a clown.
And then what was your shirt going to say?
Clown lives matter.
And then what's the other one you wanted? You wanted to do the free hugs one, right?
Yeah.
And we actually have the clown suit because it was Uncle Mike's.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So are we still going to do that? Are you still going to be a clown?
Nope.
What's the matter? You're scared you're going to get killed, huh?
Well, let's see. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he doesn't
because
even
people,
want to
are, people are seeing clowns and they're
right.
running up and beating on
right,
them, too.
Right, right,
like they're just,
right.
They don't care who if it's a child underneath there. They're just running up and
right.
beating the
if
crap out of
if I see a clown
people.
Running towards me, I'm tackling this.
Or not even,
bitch.
Not
I'm
even.
Right now.
In Virginia, it was someone just dressed as a clown.
Yeah, he got his face
and
shot
he,
off.
Yeah,
right?
he, yeah, they just walked up. Didn't run up on him.
It
was not provoked or anything.
All right, so what are you going to be following now?
So I'm going to be Gene from Bob's Burgers.
You're going to be what?
Gene
from Bob's Burgers. All right, because everyone knows what that is.
Yeah,
I don't, right?
What is that?
Bob's Burgers. It's a animated.
Don't give me that face,
you don't
know little dwarf.
Animated.
Oh. Why don't you be Tom Brady and walk around with a deflated football?
Oh,
yeah. Oh.
And then you
and carry the needle.
And then you can do free Brady.
Right.
As a
right.
shirt.
He doesn't want a free Brady. Remember, this is the one that talks crap every time we're here watching football.
I think, guess what? He's more on the Patriots side now.
Oh, look who's
who
changed.
He? Who was he on?
The Winds of Change.
Seahawks.
Ugh.
It's bad.
He's a Giants fan. Huge Giants fan.
Giants.
Oh, yeah, and it's also different. You weren't here last week when we did this.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Tyler usually chimes in on our stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
he's usually listening.
So.
I did. All right, go see that the dogs aren't eating your shepherd's pie.
I put it on top of, like, the TV.
Okay.
Jeez, he doesn't look like his dad or anything, does he?
No.
Oh,
especially
gross.
When he does that look, too.
No. He doesn't walk
right
like him.
Wow.
He doesn't look like him. He doesn't talk
wow.
like him. This...
I mean, that's...
Chris could try to deny
that's
him.
That's Bobsy Twins right there.
Yeah. He could try to deny him.
You could try.
He could try. I don't know what would happen, but yeah.
Oh. Also, today is National Coming Out Day.
I'm coming out. I want the
should
world
that
to
ready?
Know.
I, well, no, we already used that.
All
right.
At
some
point.
I don't
or did we use it on Coming Out Day last year?
No.
We
did. We did it for your divorce.
Yes. Because I hid that for a long time, and then we came out about it.
But then
which
also,
isn't that a lost episode?
That was good, because I didn't know for a long time.
Yeah. Did we do a lot with that?
No, I feel like that
there,
one was public, where you were briefly talking about it.
But there was a lost
something,
episode
yeah.
that I kind of went ham
yeah,
on
you
some
you
stuff.
Did go ham on those, yeah.
Yeah.
But you've also, with your beard, you've also done, when Orlando happened, you did a pretty brilliant post, I will say.
Yeah.
For that.
That was good. I did that, yeah.
So what's coming up for you? What do you think coming up besides Halloween? What do you think is going to be next for you?
It's Christmas. It's always fun.
What about Thanksgiving? Did anyone
I
give
did
a turkey?
I did a turkey once.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a picture of it somewhere out there.
I'm surprised you haven't
yep.
done anything for Ortiz.
I know. I probably should. I probably
do
will.
Do his number.
I probably will.
Yeah.
Do the number.
Something.
Now that now he's got off time, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He has a salsa.
Yeah.
Really?
Big Poppy salsa.
Jeez.
It's in Shaw's.
We're gonna try it.
I almost bought it the other day, you know, just because it was his and great marketing.
Right.
And I was like, huh.
So do you think he actually makes that himself and says, here, here's the salsa I want you to try?
No.
He's like,
and
nah,
he's Dominican.
No.
They don't make salsa.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like a stereotypical.
It's
like, I mean,
we're
it's like
give
Mexican
you money.
Because you're Spanish.
We're going to give you money to let us put your name on the chart.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So.
I mean, is that...
And I'm sure he probably got paid big money because, like,
well,
if you're going to use my name...
Absolutely.
I'm getting bank on this.
But also, is it also, like, racist because you're Spanish? We're going to
no.
do salsa even though
no,
he's the one that
approved this.
Yeah.
So it's on him. And I honestly, I don't have... Do I have any Dominican friends? I don't know. I don't think I do.
I'm
like, some people may make salsa, you don't know.
I make salsa and I'm white.
Right.
There
so,
you go.
So,
no,
who's to say that David Ortiz doesn't make,
trust me, people
wait
question,
a minute.
Wait, people question it all
no,
the
they
time.
Don't. No, they don't.
All the time.
That's ridiculous.
I'm always questioning.
Come on.
Who's to say that David Ortiz doesn't make salsa or someone in his family doesn't make salsa? You don't know.
So, what are they questioning?
Oh, me? I could be...
Are you serious? Come on.
No, you have to know me well enough.
Yeah, she likes to use some choice words that I'm like, you're white. I just want to remind you that is not okay.
Oh my god.
As this white girl says it to another white girl, like, that bitch, you wrong. You wrong.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I was having this conversation, was it last Sunday night, about, you know, someone asking me if I missed my California friends. I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, have you seen? Fuck, I feel like I'm in a bread box out here. Crying out loud. I'm like, can't say certain things. And not that I would say certain things, but then someone in my group says something. I'm like, oh, fuck, you ain't. I am too white to be saying anything like that. But I will talk like this, okay? Yeah. No, not gonna happen. I feel like this is what happened the last time, but we'll never know.
We can do whatever we want at this point. What, do you have a closer for us tonight?
I do. I continue talking though.
Okay. Is this going to be a surprise thing?
Yeah.
Are we gonna be? I'm gonna be surprised.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we
should talk about John Wayne Gacy. He's a famous clown.
What?
Who? Me and Dana look at each other like.
I'm looking in the other room.
What are you? You don't know who John Wayne Gacy is?
Wait, he's the guy that used to eat
serial
people,
killer,
right?
Yeah, no, that's Dahmer.
Okay.
Serial killer.
You
didn't
know all these people.
Yeah, well, no. I wanted to go into criminal defense. So. No, I
do remember who he is now.
Yeah, he was a serial killer
clown. Yeah, he was.
I got scared.
He was, all those people were on American Horror Story. I remember that.
Yeah, well, I'm not. Yeah, no.
Oh, we talked about that. I'm not caught up though.
Yeah, all right.
I'm not into this American Horror Story thing.
Well, you don't like clowns.
I don't like scary things.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't either. She loves Halloween. So how do you figure that?
Oh, so I know. I'm fragile.
So let me ask you, what got you into cooking?
So
let's turn this around.
We're
on
gonna
you
turn
now.
This.
All right.
So, I never cooked. I learned certain things. Actually, my first dish I ever made, probably about 16 years ago, was haddock with a skin on it. And I dried it out so much, Chris put ketchup on it and pretend to like it. And then, so I never cooked. And actually, Chris cooked for the first 10 years. So, I never had to learn.
Okay.
And then... yeah, so my grandmother taught me a couple of things, and then I started working part-time, and I was like, I gotta come up with a hobby if I'm just gonna work part-time. This is when Tyler went into kindergarten.
Yeah.
And Paula Deen came out with a cooking contest, a video cooking contest. So I started doing video cooking contests using a lot of Paula Deen's, and Paula Deen is very easy to... She's
Paula Deen loves that word you use. Too.
What?
Yep, that's the one.
Nothing, Paula Deen. So basically I started cooking because she's easy, but she's comfort food and it's so really good. So basically I got into that and then I got into the cooking community. And then I went to Paula Deen's live event.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was in Savannah. Yeah, I was in Savannah for like 48 hours and I met her and...
Wow.
Yeah, so then after that, I continued to do cooking contests. And along that way, just learned to cook more and more, and I was really good at it.
Yeah, you are very good at it.
Thank you. So then I started just cooking, so it became my hobby. So now it's been my hobby. I was always a baker. Mm-hmm. I would do different, you know, cookies and things like that. And then Chris would cook, and then I kind of now do both.
Okay.
I can do both. And
What is it like becoming better at cooking than Chris now?
Well, it's amazing because he's the most competitive person on the face of this planet, if you know anything about Chris. And he will tell you that I am a better cook
than
he is. And for him to admit that is pretty insane. Chris has never admitted that anyone is better at anything than him ever.
Right.
I don't know if you know how competitive Chris is.
I know Chris,
is.
Yes.
Yeah, how competitive
we
are
together. Oh, wait, were you
like
the competitive part?
The competitive part, everything in life,
yeah.
in his life,
yeah.
is a competition.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He could turn, he could turn anything into a competition.
Yeah,
yeah, towel racing. We've done that.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what I did to him after the Super Bowl once?
Tell us. Yep. So
when
it was
Super Bowl
during.
Ended, yeah.
Yep.
Super
it was
Bowl.
The Patriots Giants.
Yeah.
Giants won.
Giants won, and I knew he'd be bummed out. We're giving each other shit back and forth.
Yeah, I was watching
for
that from the
weeks
West Coast.
Before.
I was like, oh
yeah.
No.
So I said, oh my God, I can't wait till you go outside and see your truck in the morning. So he had to come out of here. I think it was like 1 a.m. He's looking out. I didn't do anything to his truck. I just wanted to get his ass out of the house. It was great. I was in the window going.
And didn't you put something in the window,
yeah,
like something sucks or something? Did you
had a Giants helmet right there facing out this way? Oh yeah.
Like we said, you are in our yard.
Oh, yeah.
So you can we cannot miss your cannot miss your your window.
Nope.
I do remember that. That's and how long have you lived right there?
I moved in there. Oh my Lord.
Well,
four?
Your wife's been
my
there.
My wife's been there forever.
Forever,
because
I grew up right here as well, and they were your wife and her family was there
because
I used to hang out with the little brother, your brother-in-law.
Yeah. Owen.
Yeah.
Oh,
Owen.
I love Owen.
Hi, Owen.
Where is Owen?
He lives in Virginia.
I love Owen.
With a wife and two kids.
So the last time that I hung out with Owen was at Cameron's, and and I was sitting with him one night, and we were just shooting the shit, and he introduced me to the drink Red Death, and that was the last time I saw him.
Then he moved.
But I graduated with him, and I grew up with him, and I love him. He's a great kid.
Cool.
Great.
Which is really interesting because I grew up with Owen, like hanging out right here. And then in school, I was friends with your sister.
Yeah.
Because
that's right.
Bridget and Brianne, they
right.
always confused us.
Yeah.
I'm like.
And I know her too, grew up with her too.
Yeah.
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 So.
And then she worked for my aunt for
a
while.
Small city.
Yeah.
Small city.
It really is.
Too small, actually.
It really is, yes.
Too small.
You know, another thing we forgot to talk about?
What's that?
The Bruins. How I got a call by the Bruins to go to...
When did you get a call from them?
I think it was last year around this time.
And did you go?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
It was a photo shoot with their photographer, and I got to do all kinds of stuff like that.
And how'd they find you? Social media?
It's always social media.
Are you serious?
Social media is the way, man.
Wow. And what are the main hashtags you use?
Bearded... Beard art. Or if it's Giants, I throw the Giants.
Are you doing hashtag Mr. Beardo by now?
Mr. Beardo, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Very few.
Yeah, I gotta.
I'm not even big on that. I don't even like doing the hashtags. Like
that's
the way
that's
they're finding
you.
Some people do so many hashtags. It's like Jesus.
Some
Christ.
Yeah, you should
fucking
only
25
be
hashtags.
You should only be limited to
you know?
A few. And a lot of people that use them so much. Either they're trying to do passive aggressive messaging,
or
yay, hashtag all I do is win,
or they're trying to get like too many people that they're trying to expand
right.
so that they can get followers
right.
and whatnot.
You get those ones that you know, hashtag my hair looks great, hashtag oh my god, my
red
hair
don't
awesome.
Care.
Yeah, it's like you know,
hashtag curly hair don't care.
You know how many times I pull up the comments about hashtag who gives a fuck, and I'm like, I can't do it. I gotta delete it.
Because I know it'll show up on my
news
hashtag.
Right.
All right. Well,
this isn't really a song.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
But it's all right. It's worth it.
What?
I was
you choking?
I was like,
you choking?
Y'all right?
All right. Well, this is Alicia Unleashed episode, I believe, 43.
Yes.
And
follow
thank you.
Mr. Beardo on MrBeardo.com.
Yes.
Powerbolt Apparel. Mr. Beard apostrophe O on YouTube.
Jesus.
Dana Blatchford.
Jesus,
or Dana underscore Blatchford
go,
on
yeah.
Twitter.
You really should because you
right.
need some marketing.
I'm single.
Hashtag Bridget single. Hashtag 2017 new one. Hashtag Bridget single.
What did we tell her? What did we tell her she needed to wear last time to find the whalers?
The whalers.
That's right.
See, that was a good episode.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah,
we so
need
good.
Some whalers apparel.
Half of whalers. Everybody
Me and
loves
you.
Some half all right,
whalers. We need to take it. Alicia Unleashed on the road. We need to do. Do you know even how many people, if we took a podcast on the road wearing whaler shirts in the middle of Boston with a microphone?
Can we hang out?
What?
Can we hang out with Keytar Bear? Let's just hang out with Keytar Bear. Don't give me that look like you don't know who Keytar Bear is. What are you talking about? The two of you don't know who Keytar...
Keytar Bear?
That's what it sounds like coming out of your mouth.
Guitar Bear.
Keytar Bear.
Guitar Bear.
I don't know.
It's a keytar. Like, you know the keytar?
Yeah.
And
it's
a bear.
It's a dude that dresses up in a bear.
Where is this?
He's usually out at Fenway.
Apparently
or
he's
out in, like, Commons. Like, Boston Commons. No, check out Keytar Bear. Hashtag.
Hashtag Keytar Bear.
No.
KeyTarBear.
Yeah, well, everyone knows who Keytar Bear is, except for you two people. And I wasn't even here for 9 years and I knew about Keytar Bear.
We have no idea.
Anyway. All right.
So, that's a wrap. Thank you for listening.
See ya.
Doesn't say Red Sox. He say Boston. We want to thank you, Mayor Medina, Governor Patrick, the whole police department for the great job that they did this past week. This is a fucking city.